When I came forward, more timid than a little child, she did not run away. No, no, she stayed. She waited for me. I even believe, Daroga, that she put out her forehead a little. Oh, not much, just a little, like a living bride. And I kissed her. I, and she did not die. Oh, how good it is, Daroga, to kiss somebody on the forehead. You can't tell, but I, oh, my mother, Daroga, my poor unhappy mother would never let me kiss her. She used to run away and throw me my mask. Nor any other woman, ever, ever. Ah, you can understand, my happiness was so great. I cried, and I fell at her feet, crying. And I kissed her feet, her little feet, crying. You are crying too, Daroga. And she cried also. The angel cried. Eric sobbed aloud, and the Persian himself could not retain his tears in the presence of that masked man who, with his shoulders shaking and his hands clutched at his chest, was moaning with pain and love by turns. Yes, Daroga, I felt her tears flow on my forehead, on mine, mine. They were soft, they were sweet, they trickled under my mask, they mingled with my tears in my eyes, they flowed between my lips. Listen, Daroga, listen to what I did. I tore off my mask so as not to lose one of her tears, and she did not run away, and she did not die. She remained alive, weeping over me, with me. We cried together. I have tasted all the happiness the world can offer. And Eric fell into a chair, choking for breath. Ah, I am not going to die yet. Presently I shall. But let me cry. Listen, Daroga, listen to this. While I was at her feet, I heard her say, "Poor, unhappy Eric." And she took my hand. I had become no more, you know, than a poor dog ready to die for her. I mean it, Daroga. I held in my hand a ring, a plain gold ring which I had given her, which she had lost, and which I had found again. A wedding ring, you know. I slipped it into her little hand and said, "There, take it. Take it for you and him. It shall be my wedding present, a present from your poor, unhappy Eric. I know you love the boy. Don't cry any more." She asked me in a very soft voice what I meant. Then I made her understand that where she was concerned, I was only a poor dog ready to die for her, but that she could marry the young man when she pleased, because she had cried with me and mingled her tears with mine.